This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2297. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 29th, Antarctica, Azerbaijan, Brazil, Canada, Central African Republic, China, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Luxembourg, Mexico, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Solomon Islands, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, Vietnam, Yemen, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook.
Standard disclaimer. On May 26, I sent an inquiry to Adrian Corol of Brian, Buenos Aires, about LRA 36 Antarctica. I said, we're still waiting for signals from 15476. It seems it has not appeared this year. Can you tell us what's going on, why the delay, or will it never be back? And here is his reply, also in translation. Unfortunately, the 15476 USB equipment, a Collins HF-80, suffered an unrepairable fault in Antarctica and was returned to the Radio Nacional plant in Pacheco for repairs. The armed forces have also obtained similar equipment, which was also transported to Pacheco. The Pacheco technicians have begun repair and adjustment work to ensure that at least one of these two devices is operational for LRA 36. Due to weather conditions, transport from Pacheco to LRA 36 is no longer possible until next October. Until then, we hope to repair the transmitter equipment and conduct test broadcasts from Pacheco. That's near Buenos Aires, of course. We will provide updates in the coming months. He says, on the other hand, LRA 36 continues to broadcast its program Sonidos de la Antártida on Saturdays, starting May 24th. Via streaming from the RAI website and Radio Nacional. Although streaming, the program originates with LRA 36. Messages on social media to LRA 36, especially on Facebook and Instagram, requesting its prompt return to shortwave, will be a welcome sign of support to consolidate and prioritize the return to 15476. We recently had a report about a journalist in prison in Azerbaijan, Ulviya Ali, who was working for VOA or RFERL. And now there's more about this in the Washington Post, as quoted on the RFERL website, originally in the Azeri language and back translated here. Journalist Ulviya Ali, detained as part of a criminal case against Maidan TV, wrote in a letter from prison that she had received rape threats from Azerbaijani police twice in one day. But the Interior Ministry denies allegations of ill treatment in places of detention. Ali said she did not cooperate with Maidan TV, but worked for the VOA. The Washington Post writes that President Trump's cutoff of funding for this media organization may have posed a greater risk to her. Jessica Jarrett, VOA's press freedom editor, said having VOA or one of its similar networks behind her sometimes became a kind of protection measure. She and colleagues filed a lawsuit in March trying to block the administration's efforts to close the organization. I think this could happen to many of our colleagues who are in a vulnerable situation. They work for us, risking their lives, and we have always been able to protect them. Meanwhile, from May 18th to June 18th, Azerbaijan has declared Human Rights Month. Officials do not accept the existence of political arrests in the country, saying that individuals are being punished for individual crimes. But local human rights activists say that there are currently more than 350 political prisoners in the country's prisons. So far, the EU Parliament and PACE have called on Baku to release all political prisoners. About the token English broadcast from Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil, which is at 0150 UT, and followed by 5 minutes in Spanish at 155 on 6180 and 11780, Richard Langley in New Brunswick notes that on UT May 23rd, it was in English only for the full 10 minutes. But when I checked again on May 27th, it was back to 5 minutes each. Furthermore, it was a repeat of previous interview about an upcoming conference in Belém, Pará in November. Part four, in fact. In the IRCA group, May 29th, Gilles Michaud in Laval, Quebec, says his local 10-kilowatt day and night station on 1570 CJLV had been off the air for 3 days, thus raising hopes among southeastern Canadians and northeastern Americans of DXing something else on 1570, even XERF. Via Mike Cooper along BBC Monitoring report, also via Deutsche Welle, about Russia's expanding media influence in Africa, deals with the Central African Republic, among many others, and a station we're certainly not going to hear on shortwave, but let's note it as a matter of interest, Radio Lengo Songo, L-E-N-G-O, S-O-N-G-O. It's believed to receive financial support from Russia, publishing pro-Russia, anti-Western content, supportive of Russia's presence in the Central African Republic, and critical of the UN peacekeeping mission. Radio Lengo Songo is managed by one of the Kremlin's main media partners, Fred Kroc, its director. We were wondering if anyone has heard the Fire Drake or Fire Dragon type of Chinese jamming lately. That is traditional and highly percussive, nothing but music, and never any vocals. Rick Barton in Arizona says his last log of Fire Drake was February 1st this year. So their jamming now seems to be relying exclusively on programming from the CNR1 network. Terry Colvin provides the June schedule of his Texas radio shortwave program, now airing via two different stations in Germany. This month, it's the music of Chris Christofferson, starting Friday, June 6th at 19 on 6160 via shortwave radio, Saturday the 7th at 15 on 6070 channel 292. Then on Sunday, June 8th, all on 9670 three different times, at 02 and 23 for North America, and at 12 UT for Europe. And then on June 11th, Wednesday at 20 UT on shortwave radio, both 3975 and 6160. North Americans and others are, of course, welcome to listen via remotes, but if you want a QSL, there are strict rules you must follow, explained on the Texas Radio Shortwave website, or rather on Facebook. Still filed under Germany for the transmitter site, this via Vasily Lazarev, Russia in RusDX, about Radio Little Emperors in Israel. First broadcast last December, and the next broadcast is coming up with unreleased material recorded between December and March, all 100% improvised. Join us in celebrating free music and free radio. It's on Friday, June 6th, via channel 292 at 13 UT on 6070 and at 19 UT on 9670. Tony Pavick in British Columbia reports good to fair reception of All India Radio's English program Spotlight, or Akashvani, midnight 45 UT on May 20th on 15280. It was about a discussion of India's security doctrine. Now that he's relying on remotes, Ron Howard in California has been listening to several Indonesian stations on medium wave, such as on 540 RRI Bandung, around 11 UT, May 25th, and on 864 RRI Cirebon, Program 1, and on 1476 an Islamic station, Radio Tarbiyah Sunnah. As for shortwave, also via the remote at Bandung, Voice of Indonesia on 4755, Sunday, May 25th at 1303, stronger than parallel 3325. A weekend news summary about Indonesia urging joint action to conserve the Coral Triangle. He also refers us to a Wikipedia article at Radio Republik Indonesia titled Land Conflict Over the Chimangas RRI Transmitter Complex. Via Yimber Gaviria, Colombia, from www.fm-world.it, last hours to save medium waves, an appeal from OM Italiani Association. The public consultation, the fate of the AM band in vehicles, hangs by a thread. The OM Italiani Association, representing over 30 Italian community broadcasters on medium wave, launches a heartfelt appeal. You can save them now. ERM on AM, FM, and DAB Plus are already covered, but a crucial step is missing. The obligation for manufacturers to include the hardware necessary for reception of AM. Last week we had several reports of the new transmitter in Luxembourg on 6140, originally broadcasting Radio Onda, which is a Brazilian service from Belgium, instead carrying a Swiss-German Catholic program called Radio Gloria. Manuel Mendez in Spain got a reply from Radio Onda, after hearing it May 25th at 0603, that they had indeed been transmitting Radio Gloria for 3 weeks, but from the following week they would return with the usual Radio Onda programs. Furthermore, Sebastian Schluter checked other frequencies which had been mentioned for Radio Onda in Luxembourg. Sunday, May 25th, from 0930 to 10 UT, he heard some classical music on 9530. No announcements and no ID, and he lost it at 10 UT. He guesses this was from the Jungmünster Luxembourg transmitter. Also checked 15190 and 25850, but nothing heard there. The music on 9530 was not the same as Radio Gloria on 6140 at that time. And indeed, on May 26th at 1803 and 27th, signing on at 0600, Manuel Mendes was again hearing Radio Onda on 6140. Zaharias Liangas measured it at the Dutch remote on 6139.987. Ron Howard was listening via remote in Germany, May 27th from 0810 on 6140, a pleasant selection of French songs and an ID as he recorded. If you hear a heterodyne on the low side of WHO 1040, Terry Kruger in Northwest Florida suggests it could be this, based on listings at MWList's offset frequency site. On 1039.79 approximately, XEPLE, Radio Palenque in Palenque, Chiapas, Mexico, heard at 0630 UT on the 9th of May. The direction was appropriate for that location, night power supposedly 500 watts. If you're hearing this in time, note that Radio Classic Sunday plans another broadcast on Sunday, June 1st, at 18 until 20 UT on 5990. Apparently their previous broadcast was 9 months ago. It features programs on the Netherlands and Western Europe. They don't say exactly where they're coming from. However, IB lists the frequency 5990 for Radio Piepzender in the Netherlands. The studio uses old-school cart machines out of nostalgia. They offer an EQSL. The website is radioclassicsundayalbumword.com. Terry Kruger in Northwest Florida was surprised to catch an Oklahoman on 1600, KUSH, Cushing, April 25th at 1031 UT, with real CNW and Americana and bluegrass vocals. It's supposed to be only 70 watts at night, 5 kilowatts daytime. I can also hear it. They carry National Native News, although it's a commercial station. That program is mainly on public radio, a few minutes after 22 UT. Get Us, W8BYA in Indiana, reports hearing on 9965. A carrier come on at 0800 and starting programming with an ID at 0805, but not sure what it was. But I can say it certainly was Hope Radio on Palau, T8WH. It originates in West Virginia. It schedules to start around 0800, except later on Saturdays. And on May 20th, Rick Barton in Arizona heard 9965 at 0830 with a religious lecture, music at 09 and cutting off at 0905. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2297, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Richard Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Terry says, thanks for your hard work, keeping us up to date on all things broadcasting. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. A Radio New Zealand report via Mike Cooper and Mike Terry says Papua New Guinea's national broadcaster moves to reintroduce shortwave radio for nationwide coverage by 2030. NBC hosted a workshop about this. The managing director, Cora No, said the proposed reintroduction of shortwave can only be achieved through a collaborative effort. Compared to the limited reach of FM and medium wave, when you talk shortwave, you talk countrywide, they say. If shortwave can do it for us, with all our rugged mountains and scattered islands. Ron Howard says, with my West Coast location, I often had decent reception, but they've been silent for such a long time, I doubt they will ever return to shortwave again. It seems like every 4 or 5 years there comes a story about reactivating shortwave, but in my opinion, that is all just wishful thinking. The question is, where's the money coming from to make it happen? Stephen Luce says, what percentage of the PNG population still owns a shortwave radio in 2025? And are shortwave radios currently available in local stores or through delivery? One should not assume listening preferences and accessibilities are the same as they were decades ago. But Ken Zicke replies, Alibaba, Amazon, etc., all sell more shortwave radios than you can shake the proverbial stick at. Some so cheap they ring the "Can that be right?" bell. Even if people have long since thrown out those old radios, do they actually treat technology as disposable the way we do? They can buy a new one for far cheaper than we could have back in the day. Don't buy into the nobody listen to shortwave canard that so many want to play into these days. Harold Kuhl says, hopefully not DRM. DRM receivers are not for the jungle. The NASA flash sheet, Rufus W. Perry in Illinois, reports a couple of Peruvians on May 21st. On 4810 Radio Logos, Chasuta, at 0945 with repetitively pop song, an ID clearly at 0948, organ music, avoid the wall of interference by tuning LSB. And then on 4775 Radio Tarma, at 0955, playing mellow pre-sign-on program with organ music with canas and acoustic guitars, through blipping Kodark URM. The usual taped sign-on with rustic Peruvian instrumental tune and extended echo sign-on for Radio Tarma from half a minute past 10:00, announcing their shortwave frequency as well as medium wave, and a rustic song with shrill pinquillos blasting. Then the daily show Música Folclórica Nacional, featuring winos with yipping singers and guitar. From radioscanner.ru forum via RustyX about RC9 in Novosibirskaya Oblast. On May 16th, the second long-wave antenna was dropped, this time 255 meters high. It was on 171 kilohertz with Radio Russia. The military blew it up, so no one knew anything. We only heard a low-frequency rumble and felt a wave. The first of all was Bolshaya Zarya. There is still a VLF antenna system of 5 masts of 250 meters. Via a remote in New Zealand, Ron Howard reports, Solomon Islands 5020, SIBC, Voice of the Nation, May 29th at 0839, with ads in English and a promo, and at 0845, a Christian program. David Cole sends a story from Deutsche Welle titled, U.S. Public Media Shutdown Hits Harder in Turkey, where press freedom is decreasing. VOA was one of few places to get balanced coverage of Turkish-U.S. relations, where about 90% of major media outlets are government-controlled. Turkey banned access to the Turkish-language website of VOA in 2022, alongside all language versions of Deutsche Welle. Since then, VOA had been trying to reach its audience in Turkey via a mirror website, reproducing the content of the original platform, until Trump shuttered the broadcaster completely in mid-March. I reply, so Turkey already banned the VOA 3 years ago? Maybe we should be boycotting Voice of Turkey and tell them so. That is, of course, in retrospect. Should there ever be any Turkish from the Voice of Trump, that also should be banned. And there was another error at Emerlair, failing to turn off a transmitter from one broadcast to the next. JERAX in Brazil heard English on 9465 after 03UT May 23rd. That frequency is supposed to go off after the Uyghur broadcast at 0200 is over by 03. The proper English frequencies was probably missing 7275 or 6165. Mike Bearcliffe forwards a Guardian article indicating that BBC Radio 4 Longwave 198 kHz may not be switched off abruptly on the originally publicized date of the 30th of June, because clients are using that signal for other purposes are being repurposed, and that might take until the end of September. And Mike Cooper sends a Guardian editorial arguing that the BBC World Service is a boon to the UK and deserves full funding. The World Service is a precious and irreplaceable asset. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan described it as perhaps Britain's greatest gift to the world in the 20th century. But the giver enjoys rich returns, and would be foolish to squander them. Ken Zicke says, I defy anyone, other than BBC, to claim they actually have an audience outside shortwave. However, Alex Miatlikov forwards news from the BBC website. BBC News Polska will deliver independent and impartial news in text and video for Polish-speaking audiences, that is, using AI translation technology. Tony Pavic says, really, BBC, anything but shortwave? What's next, BBC, CP, news by carrier pigeon, or send out one cassette tape, ask people to listen to it and pass it along, really? Really? Leslie Illingworth in Germany was surprised to find a DRM test on 6195, May 26 from 1230 until sign-off at 1400, supposedly from Zeta 2, but teaching lessons about DRM. This was about e-learning via DRM, using Journaline, a DRM feature, transmitted from Wolverton, UK. And the audio was generated by AI. On May 28th, our contact, who is a former employee at Greenville, says, I just got news that shortwave from VOA is over. All PS contractors are fired. A manager is on his way to Kuwait to oversee the shutdown of that station, and as I understand it, decommissioning. There will be some folks left to oversee the shutdown of Greenville. What has happened is, in Trump's big, beautiful bill, all funding for USAGM has been removed. No money, no shortwave, or anything. I think I'm going to drink today. In more detail, May 28th, in Politico via David Cole. All remaining staff at VOA are expected to receive reduction in force notices this week, likely closing the book on the network founded 80-plus years ago. Employees are anticipating termination notices to go out this week to all full-time staff at the embattled network, according to four VOA employees familiar with the situation. Those terminations would affect the 800 remaining workers at the agency, after nearly 600 VOA contractors were dismissed by Trump earlier this month. Employees have been advised to expect termination notices in the coming days. VOA has taken the administration to court, arguing the agency's closure was unlawful under the First Amendment. But a federal appeals court said it would not intervene in efforts to dismantle the network. Stephen Luce is curious about what happens to the four Ampagon transmitters recently ordered for Kuwait, and whether there will be a fire sale of the equipment at the various transmitter sites, or it all just goes to the scrap heap. Mike Cooper forwards news from olemiss.edu. The University of Mississippi has announced veteran journalist Steve Herman as the inaugural executive director of the Jordan Center for Journalism Advocacy and Innovation. Herman is retiring from Voice of America, will start at the center on July 7th. Well, there are many more press items about this, also the situation at Radio Free Asia, available on the World of Radio IO group. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Hamilton, Ohio Journal News. The National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester, Ohio, will soon celebrate opening of a new radio room exhibition with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. However, I gather that it's also about local radio in that part of Ohio. The ribbon-cutting, it will be at 1:30 p.m. June 7th at the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting, 8070 Tylersville Road. The public is invited. From NPR via Mike Cooper, NPR and three Colorado public radio stations filed suit May 27th in federal court against the Trump White House over the president's executive order that purportedly bars the use of congressionally appropriated funds for NPR and PBS. The lawsuit says the administration is usurping Congress power to direct how federal money will be spent and to pass laws. NPR President and CEO Catherine Meyer said the executive order is a clear violation of the Constitution and the First Amendment's protections for freedom of speech and association and freedom of the press. Radio Vanuatu had been fairly reliable on 9960 until 0700 UT, switching to 3945. However, on May 28, there was no signal to be heard after 0600. He notified the station, got a quick reply, there was a power cut. I'm currently on my way to restart the transmitter and get us back on the air as soon as possible. However, it was still not to be heard later in the night on May 28th. On May 29th, I did hear a barely audible carrier on 9960 at 0547. But Ron Howard says it was on the air but with no modulation. And the same with the next frequency, 3945 by 0920. Humber Gaviria in Colombia reports on May 20th that Conatel in Venezuela had closed the station in Táchira, Radio Mundial. It had been on the air for more than 70 years, but after 47 days of interruption, it was back on the air. This refers to YVOL on 860 kHz. Voice of Vietnam is running a contest. What do you know about Vietnam? And the first prize is a trip to Vietnam with some consolation prizes of millions of dong. The contest runs through June 30th. Read all about it at their website, vovworld.vn. Saudi Arabia's transmission of Republic of Yemen radio on 11935 has been rather sporadic, it seems, not running long hours it used to. Ron Howard reports on May 17th, he heard it from 1420 until it went off at 1449 suddenly. It may be on for only an hour or two before 1500. On May 18th, he had a strong signal into the Saudi remote at 1340. And on May 19th, Wolfgang Bischoff says, checking at 1645, it was off the air. From ZimLive.com, May 26th, via Mike Cooper. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has signed into law a contentious new law requiring motorists to purchase a radio license before they can renew their vehicle licenses or buy car insurance, a move expected to generate tens of mega dollars annually for the cash-strapped Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, ZBC. Motorists will pay $23 per quarter or $92 annually under the law, which has come under heavy criticism by the opposition and by motorists. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued May 19th. Geomagnetic field activity expected to be mostly elevated due to multiple recurrent coronal holes. ANKNC is peaking at 30 and 5 on June 13th. Lesser peaks of 20 and 5 on the 14th. 15 and 4 on June 10th. 12 and 4 on June 2nd, 5th, 11th, 15th and 16th, and 17th. 10 and 3 on May 30th, June 1st, 4th, 6th, and 7th. The quietest dates of only 5 and 2, June 8th and 9th. Solar flux dipping to 110, June 3rd and 4th, and rising to 130 by June 16th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2297 with a standard disclaimer.